Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to let everyone know about Practical Tarot because it is up now. All of the videos are up and it's half price until Halloween. And so if you are interested in learning to read tarot using your intuition instead of having to memorize, it's half price until Halloween, and I thought I should tell everyone exactly what it is. So Practical Tarot started years ago when I was reading in different metaphysical shops, and I started teaching tarot classes. And the way that I like to describe it is that tarot is supposed to be a tool for your intuition, but if you are so married to having to memorize a book, it makes it really hard to trust your intuition, because what if you flip over that card and you go, well, I didn't think what the original meaning was. Am I wrong? Is the card wrong? Is the book wrong? And the thing is, it's just a tool. So whatever your intuition was when you flipped over that card is right. That's why you pulled that card. When I made the Practical Tarot, it came about because I struggled with learning how to read tarot about, 25 years ago. I was collecting all these decks and I couldn't make them work. I couldn't remember the cards, 78 cards, and I just couldn't hold them all in my head. And then you add the spread of the cards and I was lost, but I loved them. So I collected all these decks, but eventually I found one deck I really connected with. That was my trusty Mystic Dreamer deck. And that's when I pulled out all my other decks and I started looking at all the cards, and I realized that there's certain core symbolism in the cards and that there is a cycle for each card and each element and all that kind of thing. And even the major arcana goes through a big hero's journey cycle. And once I noticed that and I was able to pull them all together, I didn't need the books anymore. Mm-hmm. I could read off any deck. So that is what I put together in the Practical Tarot. And this is the first time ever that I have videoed all of the Practical Tarot classes. You guys, this is usually like a 6-week long course that I teach. So it was a lot of videos, and big thanks to my husband, Ken, who edited all of them, edited out the dogs barking. And but I use 3 different decks during the classes, and I encourage you, if you're doing the video classes, to separate out your own deck so that you are pulling your cards too, so that you can find the core symbolism and you can see the cycle and all that kind of thing. So it's a big journey, but you get lifetime access to the videos. You can rewatch anytime you want. And the other thing that's really cool is if you go through it with your own cards and practice during the week, you really can take 6 weeks to finish the class. It's okay, or longer. But basically, the more you practice, the better you get at with your tarot cards, and you really build this trust in your intuition, because that's, for me anyway, that's the hardest part of your spiritual path, is trusting your intuition, because we have been taught so long not to, you know, oh, it's in your imagination. Oh, stop. You know, you can't possibly know that. And pretty soon we start believing it. And so tarot cards is a really nice tool to tap back in and get better at trusting your gut. You always get the card you need, even if you aren't quite sure why you got that one. And that happens to me still all the time. I use tarot when I'm writing, and sometimes I'll pull a card. I'll be, my intention, my question, you should always have an intention, could be, what should happen in this scene? And I'll pull a card, and sometimes I'll actually write the card down with a question mark, because I am not sure what this means. But I promise, takes a couple sentences and then I go, oh, that's it. And it's perfect. This is exactly what it needed. And you'll find that with everything in your life as you pull the tarot cards is people might say, put a pin in it, you know, like you're putting it on a bulletin board or something, because sometimes the tarot cards are something in the future. So it may not have happened yet. Like when I do those readings for the week that I put on YouTube, those I have Morgan draw the cards with the intention of what do we need to know this week. So at the beginning of the week, it might not make any sense, but by Saturday you might go, oh, now I know what that death card was for. You know, you wrapped it up so that you can start a new one, a new, you know, chapter. So anyway, the classes for Practical Tarot are, there is a class for cups, for pentacles, wands, swords. Then there is a few classes of the major arcana. Then we get a class on spreads and how you can, different spreads you can try with your cards. And spreads are really where once you get the, you know, core symbolism and meaning of the cards down, then they can talk to each other. I always call it telling a story, but the cards get to tell a story together. That's what the spread is. So, you know, you can put out a spread and go, okay, this is my challenge. This is my ability to get past it. This is my ultimate goal. Now the cards tell you a story of how to get there, right? So we do spreads. There is also a bonus class on oracle cards. And there is an overall class about intuition and all that, you know, all that woo-woo stuff. So anyway, it's really a lot of material, but you can access it anytime. So you can do it as fast or as slow as you would like. And I'm always here to answer questions if you come up with any by the end, but the people who have taken the class before have always been thrilled in the end, because really your tarot should be a tool. It shouldn't be a stressful memorization exercise. That's not what it was made for. And what makes a good tarot reader, I think, is that you can trust the message that you get when you flip the card. It doesn't have to always be the traditional meaning of the card, because your guides and spirit, you're going to pull the card that you need. But, you know, sometimes the meaning of what you need it for may not be exactly what's in that book, and a good tarot reader will trust their intuition. They're not going to lean on that book. You know, sometimes I've done, trying to think of some of the strange reading. Okay, I did a reading once where the woman got like a 7 of wands, a 7 of cups, and a 7 of pentacles. And I'm looking at all of those and I told her, is 7 a meaningful number to you? And her eyes were full of tears. And she said that was her mother's birthday was July 7th. And so in that case, it had less to do with the traditional meaning of those cards, that the 7 of cups is the dreamer and the 7 of pentacles is you're getting really good at your job and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It really was more of your mother is with you and you're not alone and she's proud of you. That was the message that she needed that day from those cards, right? So through the Practical Tarot classes, hopefully you'll be able to make that leap as well from being so nervous about, you know, what the book says this card means and be more trusting of your own intuition, that inner knowing. We all have it. You don't have to be psychic to have that inner knowing. We're all born with it, right? It's just building up the strength to remember to trust it, right? All right. I have some cool things to share with you about the Practical Tarot Kickstarter that kicks off on Saturday. And so I thought I would share with you guys some of the cool behind the scenes. So right now, if you go to follow it on Kickstarter, it just shows you the front cover. It doesn't show you the whole video or anything like that. But before I get ahead of myself, I realize that some of you might not know what Kickstarter is, or maybe you've never backed a Kickstarter. So I will let you know, it's kickstarter.com. Basically, Kickstarter is a website where you can back creative projects that you're really excited about. They call you a backer. And basically, if enough people will back a project, then the creator can make it. So like for Practical Tarot, I paired up with this amazing illustrator. She has been taking everything that I give her of, you know, this is the symbolism I want in the card. This is what the card traditionally means, you know, all this stuff. And then she generally gives me 3 sketches. I pick which one I like best, and then she takes it from there. And they've been gorgeous so far. And so what happens on Kickstarter is that there will be, they call them reward tiers, and they'll be over on the side. And what a reward tier is basically you're backing the project for a certain amount of money, and these are the things that you'll get. So the one reward tier might be that you get an ebook copy of the Practical Tarot book. And then the next reward tier will be you get a physical deck, the tarot deck and guidebook, and maybe the ebook copy of the Practical Tarot book too. And then the rewards just get bigger depending on how much money you give, you know, to back the project. And once the project is funded, then you know you're going to be getting your rewards. If the project doesn't get enough backers, then it doesn't fund. So, and then you don't get it, and neither does the creator or the artist or anybody. The project kind of goes poof. So that's why I'm so nervous about it, is I really want it to go. And I've never done a Kickstarter before. I have backed them before, but this is the first one that I've done, so I'm really nervous. But I'm hoping that people will be really excited about it, because wow, the artwork is beautiful, and the book I'm writing, I think, will really help people who are interested in tarot be able to read them. And so many decks get backed on Kickstarter that I know a lot of people, I actually have friends who have backed beautiful decks and they never use them because they don't know how to read tarot. But I'm hoping this will change all that. So Kickstarter is going to go live on Saturday, and all you have to do, if you've never backed a project, super easy, I know because I've backed projects before, but you have to go sign up, similar to like a Patreon sign up. It will ask you for your name, your address, because, you know, if the project works, we need your shipping address. So that's why they want your name, your address, some kind of payment method, and then you don't get billed until the project is funded. So not till the end of the Kickstarter. So you can, you know, basically pledge, but nothing gets charged unless enough people back it that the project moves forward. So that's how it works. It's super easy and it's really fun, and you get to be part of the creation of something cool. What happens is on Kickstarter, you have your base amount that you have to raise. Like for Practical Tarot, it's $9,999 because almost 8,000 of it is for the artist, and then the rest is printing. So basically I don't make any money if it gets funded, but if it goes over that, it would be super helpful. But basically nobody gets charged anything unless we hit that goal. But then once we hit the goal, then you can set, they call them stretch goals. So basically if it funds, we're going to get a cool deck in a regular box where it just has a flip top, which is fine. Lots of tarot cards come like that. That's what our base model will be. But I know from experience, when I use them a lot, eventually this top breaks off. So I would like it to have a cool two-piece box. So basically the stretch goals for Practical Tarot, if we hit $12,000, all the physical copies of the Practical Tarot book will be hardcover with dust jacket. What? If we hit $15,000, all the books will be full color interior. So everything will be full color for all the tarot cards that are in the book. Anyway, it'll be fantastic. If we hit $20,000, then all of the decks will have that sturdy two-piece box. And if we hit $30,000, then all the decks will also have gilded edges. Pretty. And if we hit $40,000, then anyone who ordered a tarot book will also get 3 5x7 tarot prints of their choice. They get to pick. And if we hit $50,000, we get a magnetic box. So magnetic boxes where this edge has a magnet in it and boop, it closes itself. So that would be amazing. But we'll see if we get there. But those are the stretch goals. My goal with the practical tarot cards is to have as much symbolism on every card so that your intuition can figure it out. You don't have to go check the guidebook every card, right? That's our goal. That's what we're shooting for. So anyway, I'm really excited and I hope the project will get backed and it will all happen, but I wanted to share it with you guys ahead of time. And if you have any trouble signing up for Kickstarter, let me know. If anybody has a problem and can't do it, but they still want a deck, I'm probably going to have a PayPal link for that. But I don't want anybody to use it until we know if it's backed. So anyway, just get in touch with me if you have a hard time with Kickstarter. But I hope that you won't and that it will be fun, because really it's a joint effort on Kickstarter, which is part of why I love it, is every time that I've backed projects, it's been so fun for me because I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope we get the coloring book that comes with the game, you know, and sharing the link so that other people will back it so that I can get the next stretch reward. So anyway, I hope that you guys will share the link and share the link and share the love. It will run from October 1st to October 31st. So we have 30 days to try and get the project backed. So exciting. This is manifesting, right? Thank you guys so much for all the helping get the word out about the Kickstarter. I'm really excited, but we do have a big budget we have to build up, so I hope lots of people will be excited too and back the project. So thanks so much, guys, and I will see you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.